Good morning to everyone who's tuning in out there. My name is Vance Dutton with the Oakland Church of Christ Congregation, and I'm very thankful this morning to be able to sit down and study God's Word with you, and I hope that we can look into His Word and take many things from it and apply it to our lives. Every single one of us makes a choice. We make decisions as we go throughout our life. When you woke up this morning, you probably walked over to your closet and made the choice of what color shirt to wear, or made the choice of what color shoes to put on. Some bigger choices that we make throughout life is maybe what kind of house to buy or how much money we should spend on a car. If you're listening to the radio program right now, you made that decision to tune in this morning to listen to that. You made that choice. But there's one choice that we make constantly throughout our lives, whether we realize it or not, that is so much more important than any other decision we could make. And that is choosing to do things God's way versus our own way. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about either trusting in God and doing things His way, or trusting in ourselves and try to do things our own way. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This verse tells us that the thoughts of God are higher than we are. When we compare ourselves to God, we should never do that, because there's absolutely no comparison. God is so much wiser and so much more all-knowing than we are, and we should never compare ourselves to Him. I believe that this is one of the first steps in getting ourselves to start trusting in God's way rather than our own way. We've got to realize just how insignificant we are and realize how awesome and how almighty He is. And once we do that, then we start trusting in Him. Then we start doing things His way. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." There's two things that we can get out of this verse. One of the things is that if we do trust in God with all of our heart and put our full faith in Him, then He shall direct our paths. I think that's such a comforting thing for those who do put their trust and their faith in Him, because it tells us that God will direct our paths. Something else that we need to look at, though, in this verse is the part that says, "Lean not on your own understanding." An example of that that we see in the Bible is King Saul. During his reign, there's a story in the Bible about King Saul where he was told, commanded by God, to go and overtake the Amalekites. He was told to kill every person. He was told to destroy all the livestock. When Saul went and to take over the Amalekites, he ended up keeping the good livestock and keeping the king. We see this as a very cut and dry example in the Bible of someone who chose to do things his own way. He took it upon himself and didn't trust in God. He ended up paying for it. He ended up paying the consequence for that. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." We see that if we do things our own way, then it will eventually lead to death. But on the contrast, we see that if we do things God's way, it leads to life. Jesus says to us in John chapter 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus tells us here that the only way that we can get to the Father is through Him, through doing it His way. And we need to keep that in mind as we go throughout life, to always do things God's way. Whenever we're faced with a decision, whenever we're faced with that choice, we need to choose God's way over our own way. We need to put our full faith and trust in Him. I'd like to take this time to invite you to Oakland Church of Christ. Our services start at 9:30 on Sunday morning, and then 10:20 at worship, and then we meet again at 5 o'clock on Sunday that evening. And then we have Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. Our address is 18111 Townsend Ford Road. Thank you for tuning in this morning, and I appreciate you listening. I hope you have a blessed day.